So I want to go through your cases, but one final question, which is, you know, kind of similar questions we ask in a lot of cancers. One, anti-CTLA-4 and anti-PD-1, for example, Nivo-Ipi. What do we know about that in HCC? And also the strategy of combining a TKI with an IO. The renal people are pretty excited about that strategy. How about that in HCC?
So all these approaches are being actively pursued now already. For the IO-IO combo, we actually have the clinical trial looking at the question of PD-L1 blockade and CTLA-4 blockade. And this was actually examined initially in the randomized phase 2 setting, but right now it's actually being examined in a randomized phase 3 trial looking at Durval plus Trami in comparison with Durval alone, as well as sorafenib alone in the so-called Himalaya phase 3 trial. So this is really specifically addressed the question of combined IO blockade with CTLA-4 and PD-L1 blockade. The second approach in general is loosely defined as combined checkpoint inhibitor in combination with antiangiogenics. In this case, we have perhaps two very noticeable strategies. One is, as you said, combining PD-1 antibody with TKI. In this case, the most mature data came from pembrolizumab in combination with lenvatinib in a small subgroup of patients that the response rate seemed to be higher, up to 40% in the phase 1b study. Obviously, we'd like to continue to see the enrichment of the efficacy as well as tolerability as we treat this group with more patients. The second combination is the PD-L1 antibody atezo in combination with anti-VEGF antibody bevacizumab, an old drug that's been tested in this disease, but never actually got the regulatory approval. So this combination, as you recall, was actually reported in ASCO 2018. You know, it's very striking that in a subgroup of patients with 23 patients, the investigators reported a 65% response rate. So this is the response range that we have not been actually get used to in the HCC field. As you recall, you know, for sorafenib, we started with 2 to 3% response rate with that kind of drug. And so I think, you know, how do we really position this combination strategy in HCC will be a very active clinical investigation in the coming decade, in my opinion. There are definitely a lot of actions ongoing right now. Many phase 3 trials, you know, being designed to address this question.
You mentioned before a little bit about the issue of predicting benefit from checkpoint inhibitors and particularly the issue of PD-L1 levels and tumor mutation burden. In lung cancer, there's kind of some data suggesting that maybe people with high TMB, for example, patients with a small cell, will do better with combination anti-CTLA-4 and PD-1. What do we know about predictors of benefit to the combination or to single agent IO in HCC?
That's a great question. I think people are looking at that very actively, including our own group. I think so far the data in the public domain still limited to the PD-L1 expression. As I said earlier, for the nivolumab public data, PD-L1 expression by itself does not seem to predict the response to PD-1 antibody nivolumab. We presented some data looking at the PD-L1 expression in predicting pembrolizumab response. We seem to think that the PD-L1 expression in the tumor cells as well as in the immune cells, the so-called combined positive score, seems to have a correlation in terms of predicting the response to pembrolizumab in HCC. But having said that, you know, we only have a relatively small cohort. So whether that conclusion is holding true or not, you know, that needs to be validated in a larger study. With regard to the tumor mutation burden and also other sophisticated immune signature, I think, you know, right now that's still an active area of investigation. I'm sure, you know, people are looking at these questions.